Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody. And today we're going to be talking about coaching, but from a different direction. It's not, do you need a coach? But what if you wanted to coach other people? I coach a bunch of people. I've got private coaching, group coaching. I do live stuff. And a lot of times we all have the same problem, and that's mental roadblocks. Well, today's guest, Nicole Dean, is going to talk about how to get over those roadblocks so you can start coaching people and make more money. So anyways, Nicole, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. It's beautiful. It's sunny. And hey, I'm talking to you. So how could it be a bad day, right?
Well, yeah, truth.
So why don't you start off and tell our audience a little bit about you and your story and how you went from being a stay-at-home mom to working with PLR. By the way, what is PLR? And then also, how did you get into this coach glue and the things that you're doing now?
Well, I would be happy to.
Thank you.
As you know, I was on one of your other podcast episodes, and I talked about my story of how I actually started online, but this story is a little bit different because this is the evolution of one of my businesses. I actually have three businesses, and this is how the story of how Coach Glue came to be. So in about 2005, I decided that there was this industry out there called PLR, and it stood for private label rights, and it was really, really scummy, and there was just yucky stuff everywhere. It was junk. It had a terrible name, but it had value. And what private label rights stands for in this instance is it's content that bloggers and online marketers, people with a passion and a heart to share a message who need a shortcut, it provides them with what I call a draft that they can take and use to create their own unique programs, their own unique blog posts, their own unique ebooks. So there was this thing out there, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever because, you know, I can write very easily, but I know a lot of people out there can't write as easily as I can. And this was before it was very easy to stream YouTube. It was before, you know, podcasting was really a big thing, and so writing was where it was at. So I saw this industry out there. It had a terrible name. There was junk everywhere. And I thought, okay, there are bloggers out there that are sitting there staring at their screen every day that just don't know what to write. There are virtual assistants that don't know what to put on their websites to get them clients. There are coaches that want to have monthly coaching programs, and they don't know how to come up with the training and the curriculum on their own from scratch. We all know how hard it is to open a Word document and stare at a blank screen versus having a document that has something on it that you could just go in and, you know, add to and make it your own. So I decided that there was definitely an opening in this market for somebody with integrity and a high level of quality to make an impact. And so I knew that if I came in and I was and I cared, that I would stand apart from everybody else and I would easily make money. And so that's what I decided to do. And like I said, this was 2005. I started creating PLR articles, PLR reports, and PLR e-courses in all kinds of different niches, from success type niches, mindset, finance, health, parenting, fitness, food, you know, all kinds of things like that, that I knew people were out there that they needed content that they could literally buy, take, edit, I like to say enhance, not just edit, but enhance, infuse some of their own unique ideas, and then use that as their own content. So I came out with a site back then, and it took off right away because people were like so hungry for this and they needed it. They needed the shortcut. And some people were a little bit iffy about it. They didn't understand the moral and ethics side of it. So I had to do a lot of training and explain to people that if I release a report that's 10 ways to do this, you know, 10 ways to overcome procrastination, then that's your outline. That's your starting point. You can change that to 5 and, you know, build out those 5. You can replace some of the ideas. You can rewrite the whole darn thing if you want. But if you miss a sentence, you're not plagiarizing because this is what it's meant to be. Or you could take that 10 ways to stop procrastination in its tracks, change the title completely, make it 27 ways to never procrastinate again, and then add more to it. But the important thing is you don't have to be scouring the internet worrying about, you know, taking someone else's idea. We just hand you something that you can use as a starting point. So I decided to do this. Like I said, it went brilliantly, it went beautifully, and it evolved from there. And so after I did that for a while, I started to look at what else people needed. And as GoToWebinar took off, and as we got, you know, further away from people still being on dial-up, and we had cable internet, fast internet and everything, the market that really, really was struggling the most, where I saw the greatest pains, were coaches. Because they needed to be coming out with these comprehensive training programs, and they had monthly coaching programs, and they needed topics, they needed PowerPoint slides, they needed scripts, they needed handouts and checklists and action sheets and workbooks. And for them, I was, as you know, I go to events, I was running into the same coaches every 6 months at the same events, and I'm like, how's your coaching program going? Well, I haven't started it yet, I'm still trying to find a writer, I'm still trying to find somebody to do this or do that. I'm like, dude, it's been 6 months that you have not profited from that. What the heck? And so, you know, I kept seeing this pain, and I saw it as a major stopping point for these coaches between what they wanted and where they were stuck. So I knew they wanted more income, they wanted to help more people, have more impact, and they wanted more free time. And you can't do that until you start to have programs out there. So we developed a concept, and that's where Coach Glue came from. In about 2008, it was under a different name, and we recently rebranded to Coach Glue. And it's been extremely well received. It was kind of one of those things where we thought, well, we'll throw it up and see if it sticks. Ha, 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 Coach Glue sticks. And, well, it did. And the results have been amazing. We've got well over 10,000 coaches that were their secret shortcut.
Wow.
So it's been very fun, and it's been very exciting. And like I said, it's all about, at the end of the day, it's about the results. More time, more money, more impact.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with that.
No. So when you say coaches, I mean, can you define, because I mean, even in the coaching podcast I did before, there's lots of different kinds of coaches. There are people that are business coaches, life coaches, strength coaches. When we're talking coaching, can you define that for me?
Oh, definitely. Well, the coaching world, I mean, has coaches in pretty much everything. Coach Glue specifically helps people that are trying to help other people to have better businesses, be more successful, more profitable, more productive, those types of things. It's mostly business to business. But it is some, you know, just success type things like you'd find in Success Magazine as well. So those types of people. And as far as what a coach looks like, I consider a coach anything from or anyone from like a blogger, a podcaster, someone that writes Kindle books, someone that's holding weekend meetups, anyone that has a message and they want to help other people to be more successful. I think that the coaching model fits them because they're trying to make a difference. They're trying to help people achieve a goal, a specific goal. And whether they're doing that through blog posts or Kindle books or podcasts, I mean, you're a coach, Brian. I'm a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a higher level, after they're tired of just blogging and not making enough money or podcasting and not having a deeper funnel to send people into, then, you know, it's time to start setting up coaching programs that people are buying, monthly coaching programs, one-time coaching programs, workshops that people are paying into. And the cool thing is that our licensed coaching workshops, that's exactly what people use them for. They'll set up a weekend event or a weekend mastermind retreat, sometimes in exotic locations. They take our modules, our curriculum, and print it out, and they've got a weekend mastermind without having to start from scratch or come up with it on their own.
Wow.
It's super cool. It really makes me happy that they're getting these types of results.
That's fantastic. So what are some of the key things that coaches need to be aware of or need to do in order to be successful?
Well, the first thing is, and this comes intrinsically, did I get that right? With most coaches, is caring. You've got to care about your people. You've got to care about their results. You've got to truly want to help people. I feel it can't just be about the profit. It has to be about the impact too. But I think most people go into coaching because they have that naturally. Beyond that, are you talking specifically about a business model? Because you definitely have to have your free content, you have to have your lead bait where you're getting mm-hmm. people to sign up for your list, and then there has to be something to buy. I mean, business comes down to the big three always. Jimmy D. Brown taught this back in 2004 when I was his affiliate manager. Business comes down to three things: list, traffic, and offer. And if you're a coach and you've got lots of traffic but you don't have a list and an offer, then you're not going to be as profitable as you want to be. And so you've got to have all three parts, and the Coach Glue model really helps people to come up with their offers. It also can help you come up with growing your list, because we do have free webinars as well that people can take the script. They've got a handout and they've got the PowerPoint slide. So all they have to do is hand it to a VA, put it up on lead pages or go to webinar and start promoting it through Facebook ads or affiliates or however you want to. Mm-hmm. And boom, you've got, you know, the start of your first list or next list.
Great. So what are some of the common roadblocks that you see with coaches?
Well, it comes back to, again, coming up with the ideas. What am I going to train about? What do people want to know about? And then how do I set that up into a curriculum or a training program with modules and worksheets and activities? And then how do I make it strong and solid that people get results? And how do I set that up in a funnel? And how do I make it pretty? And we pretty much handle all of that. I mean, literally, Brian, I mean, I know we want to talk about a lot of training on this call too, mm-hmm. but we spend well over $1,000 having our large programs developed. Hmm. And we sell them out of the gate for $100 to $200 to our coaches. And we spend well over $1,000 having them created. So we know how hard it is, because it's our business.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work. So
I know.
The person that's out there that wants to coach one-on-one, that's trying to get visibility, and then when are they supposed to be creating these programs on top of that? I mean, they run out of time for the thing that's actually going to be putting money into their bank accounts. So I believe in what we do, and I know I hate to see coaches sitting there spinning their wheels, not getting an offer up when their solutions are shortcuts.
Mm-hmm. So you have a system that's going to help people make the most of their coaching. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, we have your Teacher Tribe program, and that's just one of the done-for-you coaching programs that we have. But I just love it because it's simple, it's easy. If you want to have a monthly coaching program or just offer coaching and training on, you know, on your own schedule, you get a webinar script that you can actually open, read if you want to on your webinar, or you can edit it, customize it. What I always suggest people do is replace the screenshots and the slides that accompany it, and it replace the examples in there to show off your own stuff. I mean, we've got examples in there, but pull those out mm-hmm. and pop in things that you've done or that your clients have done or that your mentors are done, because then you can go back to your mentor and go, hey, I just did a webinar and I mentioned you at, you know, and regarding this topic, and they'll be like, cool, and they might mm-hmm. even share it on social media. So you get a webinar script with accompanying slides that you can, you know, put on GoToWebinar if you want. You don't have to use them if you don't want to, because it's your coaching program. We're not the boss of you. You also get a worksheet that your coaching clients can work through, a 4-week done-for-you calendar to walk through the process. So like this month's, as we're recording the topic right now, is you're losing sales. Here's the fix for finding all your lost profits. So you would be teaching your people this, although a lot of people buy our stuff because they just want to learn it for themselves. So you'd get the worksheet that goes with that, the calendar that goes with that, the action checklist. We also provide a resource directory that includes links and tools and resources that are related to that topic. You can go in there and replace some of those. Make your site or your mentor site or your client site the number one site. Replace some links with your affiliate links. Turn that into a PDF and send it to your list. Send it to everybody that comes on your webinar. Post it on Facebook. Turn it into a blog post. It's absolutely yours to do with as you please. And then you get 21 ideas blueprint. That's another report with, again, 21 ideas related to the topic. So for this month, it would be fixing your lost sales. So again, the 21 ideas blueprint, we have people that turn that into a PDF free report after they've customized it and added themselves as the head honcho.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people that have turned that into a 21-day e-course. So they've set up a new list and say, here's 21 ideas to fix your lost sales, to find profits. And then when people sign up, they just get one a day. And they just they have their virtual assistant just take each one of those 21 tips and turn them into a different autoresponder message. Other people have taken those 21 ideas and created 21 YouTube videos based on them. Just use the ideas as talking points. You can do 21 podcast series based on it. It's really open-ended. You could take those 21 ideas and turn them into social media graphics and use those social media graphics to point people back to the training program. All kinds of fun stuff. Plus, you get the PowerPoint slides. So it's pretty. It really is done for you.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, that's a so much information. So, Nicole, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
To get a hold of me would be on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheNicoleDean. Otherwise, go to Coach Glue and start looking around. Sign up for our list. Find out what we're doing, and we've got a blog on there with some more training and all kinds of great stuff, and you can become the 10,001st coach that we've got.
Oh, wow. Two things in this. Number one, you are the Nicole Dean. You know you're something special when you're the Nicole Dean, and Coach Glue is just coachglue.com, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Hey, Nicole, thanks again so much for joining me. I mean, this has been fabulous. And boy, you delivered a lot of great content today. And I know I appreciate it. My audience is going to appreciate it. And you've been just fantastic. So thanks so much.
Thank you. I love you, buddy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.